Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and I can feel, I can hear, I can sense the collective size. Game on. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
It was a nice, long State of the Union that we got yesterday from Coach Mack. And this is why you wait. This is, look, I do get what Drew was saying this morning, too. And speaking of that, I want to talk about him in a second.
About him?
Well, kind of.
Okay, fair enough.
But it was one of those things where I get what you're saying, where you could have had more, but I think that's why you wait too. I like to have the okay, man. Now I've got a lot to chew on for the next couple months because I need them out there practicing.
Yeah, like did he need to ask? Did he need to answer a month ago? Where we're looking at this guy out of New Zealand who maybe we're, you know, thinking about bringing in. Like, no, we're going to wait till we know and we have clarity.
I will listen to his maybe you should have had Cahill and Taylor out there, Taylor Barnett.
Early on.
Yeah, because they did – I'm not going to say afterthought. That would be a very disrespectful word. But, I mean, they felt – It was like the story was Ross McMaines because we know who Cahill is.
Yeah, that's
know,
why he wasn't asked any questions. And
yeah,
stuff
even
like
though
that.
Cahill now of course Taylor they had a couple questions for him, you know, but Cahill did an amazing job and we'll talk about him. I thought he was awesome. So
wait, pause, stop.
Okay,
jeez, Midnighters, they ran me off my page, Steve. There's thousands of people watching this midnight show.
Yeah.
Cahill Fennell all of a sudden became the heartthrob of the entire Louisville fan base. And you know how on your live streams you can do the little screen with you and the big screen?
Yeah.
They're like, could you blow up the Cahill Fennell picture, yeah, please? Okay, I made it a little bigger. And they're like, can you make it any bigger? And I'm like, geez, like, do y'all not want me on the screen?
No, my wife said the same thing. My wife was like, my wife was like,
my kid to him.
Who's the new hot coach? And I was like, McMaines?
Right.
I was like,
right.
I was like, I mean, he likes Harry Potter and stuff. Right, right.
You know, Taylor Barnett's going to do good, babe.
If she could take, it's funny because I did tell her, I said, if she could take Cahill's physical presence and put Ross McMaines personality,
right?
I was like, she would like be in love, and I don't know. Cahill may people are surprised with me some of the things I like because some of them are stupid. And then like Harry Potter and stuff, it's awesome.
Right?
I go to Harry Potter world.
Yeah, no, he got me ran off my own channel last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, so, I get it.
Yeah,
I happened. Get it.
And you, but you're right. He did do an excellent job.
He did a good job. So maybe I could listen to maybe he could have maybe they could have got a little more of their moment too.
Right. But that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really.
I thought that was fair. Let's see. The other thing too. Before we get to Brian Hall, this morning on Drew's show, I thought it was hilarious. Someone told him he did a relatively good job at radio. Now,
was that highbrow humor though?
It was one of the worst calls I've ever heard in my life. So, with all due respect to whoever it was, just awful. But it was. He told Drew he did a relatively good job.
How did Drew respond to that? Did he do a
complimented each. Oh, well, thank you. Or was it kind of like,
Biscuit was funny. Biscuit was like, thanks. But listen, it made me think, and a little subtopic to the show. Throughout the show today, and I'll catch them, what's the worst compliment you've ever received? Brian, do you know right off the top of your head, what's the worst compliment?
I'm going to think on that, and I'm going to go to the phone line.
I was going
to
say, you don't have to know it right now.
I didn't
now,
do the Brian Hall in the booth.
You get the sarcastic ones a lot. Like you know, everybody knows I'm slightly balding, and so whenever I get somebody who's like,
welcome,
hey, nice hair day or something, I'm like, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's not.
Yeah, I was gonna say that'll get you punched in the stomach.
That's more like sarcastic,
right? Yeah, right. That one doesn't count. We're talking about a
wow, Brian. I feel like we pulled out a real emotional.
Hey, I'm just trying to think of something.
Listen, man. I'm balding too. So
you wanted immediate response. I got you.
Listen, let's hit the phone lines real quick. Carlos, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Start us off right, my man.
Steve Marcus, man,
what's going on?
Brother? Let me tell you something. I am so stoked this morning. You hear me?
I like it.
We have a rim-shattering slam dunk hire from yesterday. Oh, my God. The guy has NBA experience. He has overseas experience. He's opened so many doors for recruiting. You know, and I'm not rushing Coach over there. Don't get me wrong. But I really feel this could be his predecessor, man. I know, you know, we got to wait the results. But this is a man. This is a slam dunk, straight slam dunk. This young kid is going to be a total access to the coaching staff here at U of L. I am stoked. I am so stoked.
I appreciate that call,
that's
Carlos.
That's a great opening call. Carlos, appreciate it, my man. Thank you. Thank you. Brian will hang up whenever he remembers. Okay, yeah, here we go. I like the energy.
To your point, what Carlos just said, that's what the kind of the McMaines thing did to the Fennell hire.
Yeah.
And to Taylor Burnett.
Fennell.
I had been saying Fennell, but Coach Matt kind of said Cahill Fennell, so.
I know. I'll just call him Cahill.
Yeah, it's just Cahill, yeah. Coach K.
Yeah. Coach K.
Yeah, right. Like, the other case is on his way out the door.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no. I do agree, though, man. I think a lot of people after – but you said it. You were a little bit of a prophet yesterday, and you said you're going to listen to smart people. You're going to listen to it looks more hood that way. I like that.
My favorite. Listen, you're gonna get a couple minutes of Coach Mack, and then he's gonna throw it. He's gonna put smart people out there,
yeah,
in front of it. Like, dude, they can take care of themselves. I don't need to answer for all these guys.
I know.
You can ask them yourself.
I know. Yeah, yeah. So it was good to kind of hear those guys and hear what they had. But yeah, so anyways, that's a good call to start out.
Brian Hall, who's that? Okay, let me get to that.
No, we can keep it going. I know a lot of people got
yeah. Opinions. Oh, by the way, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. Feel free to jump on in here this morning. I feel the energy is pretty good on the text line, and we're going to get to some of those texts and some of the backhanded compliments that you received that were absolute worst. Cool Guy Don, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What up, Card Nation, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Feeling good, man.
Man, look, I've been listening to Cardinal Radio since 8 o'clock this morning, and I keep hearing about the apathy and the fan base, and there's no reaction. Well, maybe everybody was waiting from 10 to 12 to go ahead and get their reactions out with the real Louisville fan club. That's what I believe. Man, I'm so happy right now. I sat back and I thought about it, and I said, Luke Murray and Dino was great coaches, but they knew everything that Mac knew. They came from the same coaching tree. Let's get some new blood and new ideas circulating. That's the best thing that could happen, man. He knew everything them guys knew. They was great guys. It was just time to grow.
Nope.
Good
cool.
Day.
Cool. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Man,
yeah.
What say you about that?
I totally agree.
He said that better than I even thought to say it. Just saying, we all are thinking. But I think I might have said, I'll give you credit for it, Cool. I said groupthink is a enemy of growth.
Oh, absolutely.
With all of us thinking, you know, again, that's why I follow people on Twitter and social media that I don't necessarily agree with or like. They, you know, I do want to hear outside perspectives, you know what I'm saying? It's just so I can maybe think, okay, maybe I'm doing things wrong, or, you know, or just get outside information.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sorry. Let me just get this out. My cousin texted me, you know, my bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He texted me and he was like, you know, we're on the court. Pretty much anything you ever say to me is a backhanded compliment. Because a lot of times on the court, I hit him. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, hey, man, that was a great pass. I'm like, yeah, you know, I didn't think you could do that. I did. You're, you know, hey, man, from you, that was a great pass. And he's a really good passer is the thing. Okay? Right. It's terrible of me, but I'm just like, hey, man, I'm shocked.
Yeah, but once you start yeah. doing that, once you get comfortable with that sarcastic language.
and he's just I take if I'm having a bad game, like, I'm going to make his life hell. Yeah, you know, like. Okay, so what Cool Guy Don said, let me address that real quick. And again, I think the apathy thing comes from more like a one guy. Like, you know, I'm sure there is a 2%. We talk about it, like, over the last year and stuff. It's like, don't take the 2% extremist on either side and say that's the I'm sure there is a 2% of the Louisville fan base that like the guy that called in Drew's this morning, like, Drew literally asked him. He was like, well, what if everything works? What if the coaches work? Would you be? And he was like, oh, yeah. What if it works? And Drew was like, well, no, answer my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, you just asked me the same question I asked you. Like, right. No, what if it works? Are you going to, you know, because I'm okay. I was texting with Birdhead Ryan, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm okay if you're like, you know, I'm not happy with the way things were over the last year or so.
Right.
And these changes, I'm not sure I'm sold on McMahon's. But, man, you know, we'll see. And if, hey, man, if it works out, I'll be behind him 100%.
That's cool. Fair. Yeah, that's
I'm with
fair.
You. We're Louisville fans.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'm a little more on the optimistic side.
I have one of those that I am going to crush this coaching staff, mm-hmm. and I'm going to talk about it today. There is something that I will, like, if you don't do this in your coaching staff, in your coaching room, I'll run you out of town myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sure, and that's what I'm saying. But if you just don't, if you can't even, like, look, then I just – you have that right, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to have a conversation with you. I'm
not even going to have the conversation.
Yeah, because you're already are telling me, like, there's nothing that can work. So I agree with Cool Guy Don, man. I think the reaction to yesterday was positive, even if you were a very upset fan. I think that there was enough, again, going back, I know I'm repeating myself a little bit, but going back to what you said yesterday, this is a smart fan base. When you hear smart basketball minds, you go, okay, he's not just saying something. I mean, Ross McMahon's had to – he did a good job. He had to fight himself a couple times when he was like, some of that we're still talking in-house. Yeah, like, I'm not going to – you know, you can tell.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, right, yeah. Welcome to Louisville.
Hey, listen, no, exactly what changes are you planning on making? What do you have in mind philosophy-wise?
I did cringe. It was like, Ross, welcome to Louisville. First question, Tim Sullivan, the Courier Journal. And welcome, Ross.
Welcome.
And actually, I may not like all the stuff, but he does. I mean, he's done his job. He does a good job at what he does. But anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Except the
title. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, except the
we'll talk about that.
We'll get to that. But does that make sense? Where, like, you could tell even McMahon's was like, oh man, I want to. And then he did a couple times. He kind of got into the weeds, and he was like, but, and he stopped himself. I mean,
even him just pointing out. They were the second to, but he said, "Listen, I know they had some COVID issues, but they were second to last, and as far as pace of play in the ACC last year."
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh no, absolutely. Sorry, I thought she was going to say the New Zealand thing that they were second to last. It's like, well, you said they were last.
No,
see, he's not as good as you thought.
Right, right. No, I was talking about the ACC. He threw out the stat that Louisville's pace of play was second to last in the ACC.
What about his answer of? It might have been Andy asked the question, actually. His answer, he was like, yeah, I've watched Louisville, nothing but Louisville basketball for a month and a half now.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Again, I said it yesterday. You're right. Yeah. I said it yesterday. A film guy who's mm-hmm. determined to be a coach at 10, 11 years old, who graduates from high school and is an intern in an NBA or an NBL team the next day, is the kind of guy that is a junkie.
Yeah.
Towards his sports.
I mean, he's not responsible for an average of 30-something class at Illinois, but he's pretty good hire.
Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Man, I can't think of how disappointed maybe some Louisville fans are that it's me, Ross, and not Ross McMahon.
Fair enough.
That's funny.
I didn't see that. That is coming. Funny.
I never run into anybody that ever has my name, and every time you keep saying Ross now, since this guy's become a topic of discussion, it doesn't feel right because I never hear my name ever, except if it's about me. So
you better come up with a nickname,
very awkward. Yeah. So, anyways, I was just gonna say, Brian and Steve, man, don't sweat the hair. It's
man.
You just rock. You're perfect. However you are, that's how you were intended to be.
That's right, so, man. Appreciate that. Good. I needed that, Ross.
Yeah. So, man, I'm gonna be honest. You know, I've been over this past year. My interest has been elsewhere. I think a lot of people know that if they follow me on social media at all. I'm kind of slowly getting back in the groove, and I've been somewhat kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say pessimistic, but skeptical a little bit, just about kind of where things are going a little bit, just because we rode the high of, you know, what had happened in the past. But we rode that high for so long, and we were so blessed. But, Steve, when you, like, it was either early last week or late the week before that, late in that week, you were talking about how you listened to that podcast of McMahon's.
Yeah.
And you were going on and talking about what he likes to do. Man, I have been excited about this guy ever since then because, you know, it's still a wait and see, but if Mac adopts this guy's offensive philosophies and really takes them on, man, I mean, this is Mac's team, you know, but if he really takes on that identity offensively, I think it's going to reap huge dividends for this team because not only do you have a guy like L. Ellis who fits that scheme, like he fits that perfectly. He wants to push. We have other guys that I think are guys that can make outlet passes like that to get out on the break. And we have guys that can excel at, you know, at the run out. So, I'm really, really excited about the potential of this hire, and I have been since you mentioned that podcast that you listened to him. Mm-hmm. So I have gone from kind of skeptical to I'm like full on board optimistic. Like I like the dynamics of our team. I like our players. We just need a little bit of development, and we need the right fit of an offense. And I think it's going to be exciting, man. I like this guy. I like this hire. It's a great hire. So, anyways, thanks, guys, and to all of Card Nation, when they heard Ross on the phone, I'm sure you were equally not as excited as McMahon's was when he heard Tim Sullivan first question. So, anyways, go Cards, go Kroger.
Appreciate
the call. I mean, that's a big win. That's a big win.
I was gonna say. Ross, that call, I think, is where a lot of people are. Because a lot of people want to tell you, like, this is what the masses are. Mm-hmm. And, like, okay, even if we've had different ways we've handled things for the last year or whatever, I think Ross's call was perfect. I think a lot of people are saying, or reevaluating, Steve even, okay, maybe I got, okay, and again, now this is even beyond sports, just everything. I can look back in the mirror and go, okay, maybe I got a little overly frustrated at some things. And, you know, like, okay. And I think people are starting.
Or spoiled,
yeah. And then Ross, I mean, even what he's saying, man, like, you know, hey, I was pretty pessimistic with how things were going. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, like, okay, I can see this. And, again, what they said backed up what I felt. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm just blindly
also,
I definitely get that.
Also, as far as the caretaker of the program,
yeah,
you listened to three caretakers yesterday at the program.
Sure,
you listened to three very smart people, unrattled, unfazed. Sound like three people had a plan and they had their own independent ideas. They sounded like great communicators. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this yesterday. If you put three guys who you know are addicted to basketball.
Oh yeah,
the relationships of basketball, the communication. Three guys you know are addicted to basketball.
Sure,
and they're your caretakers. It doesn't like if those guys were the floor, you would say they're gonna do what they have to do to become a winner.
Absolutely
right. Their ceiling is we put together a nice triumvirate to win a whole lot of basketball games.
Absolutely.
So you know you're in good hands. So that's like your floor is, I know these dudes really care about this program. Listen, you can eventually go, oh, well, you know, this guy, you know, some clutch call that Coach Mack screws up and you know, in a Final Four or something, you know, oh, he's not Hall of Fame level. You know, they would have made that move, made that change or something like that. But it's like what you saw yesterday was something. And again, Steve. I don't mean to do this to everybody, but I did this to Steve first thing in the morning. I said, every once in a while, it sucks to still say, y'all do realize that we like to make this joke about who's swimming in the same waters.
Yeah.
We're getting all this done still under your quote-unquote cloud, still under your negative recruiting.
Yeah.
Still, like, let's not forget, like, just because he has success – doesn't mean all this stuff's not still going on
behind
the scenes. I know he makes you forget about it. You know, I know sometimes it's like coming off the COVID break when we went to Wisconsin. During that game, we did not care about COVID pauses. We didn't care about against North Carolina. We did not care during that game. Because when you play good off of a break or something or play good against a team, you forget. You say, oh, I don't care about being young. I saw my team play good. That's the standard.
Let's
just not forget about that part of this when we keep on with our evaluation. And again, replacing coaches and saying, I still get to take my time on deciding who to bring in. You got to replace a coach. You know, you got to replace coaches under your COVID. Not under your cloud.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So, yeah, you fire coaches knowing, what if I have a problem getting coaches to come in here?
Yeah.
But. No, I don't think I will. But
it's not a guarantee, you know, because
right.
You don't know if they're like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen there, just like recruits.
Right, right. But so see, we're still saying strong moves, strong leadership. That's what you saw yesterday. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? I think I speak for the whole fan base when I say you guys really do a relatively good job at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was perfect. Relatively good is good enough for me.
Yep.
I had to get, God, that guy was so ridiculous earlier. So, dude, I love the hire, man. And the fact that he was naming some of his exercises off of Harry Potter references just kind of put the cherry on top of the ice cream for me. But, no, I mean, the dude's a dork, and he knows his stuff. Like, he's ridiculously smart, and he's so well-connected. And I took the time to watch about 20 minutes of New Zealand, you know, film on the teams that he was involved in. I think one of my favorite plays, I don't know if you saw this video, this other guy, he did like a condensed breakdown. And what they'll do is the big man will set a screen, and when he rolls to the rim, as soon as the big man catches the ball, the wing cuts to the rim as fast as possible, and they kick it to him, and it's just an instant dunk. Like, it's so hard to guard. And I think a guy like Sam Williamson can flourish under that kind of a system. But I also like the fact that Max said we're not going to just overwhelm the guys with brand new information. We just want to add in a few wrinkles, which that's really all we needed, man. I mean, I like some of the stuff that Mac does on offense, but I think a few extra wrinkles would just benefit everybody else on the team. And I was so excited to hear that Mac said with some of the guys that we got, we can extend the pressure on defense.
Right.
You know, I don't expect him to press all 40 minutes, but I mean, you know, a guy like Jared West who can pick a guy up full court, I mean, you can let him kind of do his thing on that end of the floor. So that's all I got. I'm on a quick break at work. I don't want to get yelled at, so I'm hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
Fair. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, no, appreciate y'all, man.
Do we love when people risk their jobs by
calling? I do. I do, and it makes me feel.
Don't say that, Steve.
No, listen, here's the thing, man. Like, I think when people meet us in person and they physically see us, sometimes they're like, they really do, like, love doing that. So, like, when somebody says, like, hey, man, man. Like, I like it so much. I'm like, dude, like, I really legit appreciate that. Let me get to some of these texts because we have a ton of texts.
I saw
the text line. And they seem okay. That's my
relatively
backhanded,
okay.
That's my backhanded comment towards the text line. Some of them are compliments. Some of them are about the coaches. So I'm going to go through a few of them. A few years back, I was told I looked like Ryan Gosling before he was hot. That's rough. It's kind of brutal. That's
an interesting compliment.
Steve, it's not a compliment, but maybe the thing. That's how you feel the same moment you found out Matty Banks owns OVW. Like, no way. See, I don't mind that Matt Jones owns OVW. Maybe having UK coaches from the actual OVW Twitter feed throwing L's down in the city you do the shows in is probably not the best idea. But
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
There were UK coaches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, Kenyatta Goodwin came to watch Vince Mero.
At the OVW event?
Yeah. Wasn't that nice? So... And, yeah, so they were, yeah, so maybe I would.
Vince Mero was in OVW?
I mean, he was whack. Like, he wasn't, like, I was, like, good. Like, he was just,
I'm supposed to waddle
around the ring.
He went into a ring?
No, I don't know that he got up in the ring. He just waddled around the outside of it.
But he was, like, a participant.
Yeah, no, they're doing, like, this tournament or something. It's actually kind of a cool idea, except they use, like, all Kentucky people. They have now have a Kentucky state championship. It's blue and white. I'm like, yeah, what did you think was going
to
happen?
Listen,
when Matt Jones?
People, we're getting ready to cut to a commercial break. But before we do that, I'm going to do this on air. I was supposed to do this in private, but since Steve doesn't want to answer his phone.
Okay.
Ass.
Yes.
I'm going to do this on air. Steve, did you watch the WWE event on Sunday night?
Most of it, yeah.
Zombies.
Stupidest thing I've ever seen.
There you go, Gibbs. That was your answer.
But what WWE does nowadays, you know what? There's nothing. They could come out and have a tummy sticks match, and I'd be like, oh, it's about right. I mean, they've mailed it
abort,
in.
Abort! Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9
The Bill. Butter on a pole.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's the problem. Timeout. We can talk all week of sports. We can talk about 1,000 things, but there's a big problem. And I gave everybody the opportunity to keep things on the up and up. We did a that is funny. I wanted to keep everything on the up and up. We all made a pact. As ESPN Louisville, we made a pact, right?
Okay.
Okay, and we have our first official violator.
Okay.
And violators must be punished or publicly admonished. Brian Hall, you remember the pact you, I, Drew Diener, Steve Rummage, Nate Huber, you know, the pact we made about, what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all.
I do.
We share the studio. We share the space. We share responsibility.
I do remember.
Steve, can you count how many pieces of paper were left and how much trash paper was left in this studio from yesterday?
Mm.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Might be able to. Something like that.
Who did the show yesterday, Brian?
It'd be Monday, so I believe that is.
From 3 to 6. Who did the show yesterday?
Say that again.
Who did the show from 3 to 6 yesterday?
That would be Mark Ennis and Patty Ice, and I believe Mark Blankenbaker.
There was substitutions yesterday.
Shows
Biscuit,
how much I, no.
Biscuit, Mark Blankenbaker.
Ooh.
Mark Blankenbaker, who sat at the one chair, and Biscuit, who sat at the two chair. Y'all left this studio an absolute mess. Ooh. You filthy, filthy human beings. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You came into a clean studio. Why? How hard is it, Mark and Biscuit? How hard is it to, when you're finished with all your scrap paper and all your scribbling and all your reads after you're done with it, how hard is it to take your papers?
Davenport had a show last night.
I heard that too. And I said, you know what? Davenport didn't use the sound sheet. So I purposely backtracked only to find out in particular. And I hope I would be even happier if it was Davenport, because it'd be my chance for all time. I know Davenport wouldn't do this. I know. And if I'm wrong, I'll give Mark Blankenbaker and Biscuit 5 minutes on my show to roast me personally. Okay. If this was Davenport's. Okay. Stuff everywhere.
Fair enough.
But Davenport is not sitting here scribbling over, I can't say the names, but the stuff he's scribbling through.
Fair enough.
This is not Davenport responsibility show notes, Steve.
Well,
gentlemen, you broke the pact. You and ESPN, clean up after yourself. Dave, Mark, clean up your crap. When you leave the show, you leave a place how it was when you got there. Golly, you think I want to come in here with a messy desk full of your crappy notes? I don't even know if they're crappy, but I'm going to call them crappy because you left them here in front of me. Clean up after yourself. You think Nate Huber wants me? I'm risking my relationship with Nate Huber and Drew Deaner because they don't want me talking about whoever's leaving crap in the studio. But I'm not going to be your maid. Just because I want to have a clean workspace, and we have a shared workspace called the Players Club. Clean up after yourself. Please and thank you.
So Ross McManus
is a good hire. Is a good out-of-the-box hire. I was really excited about that one.
So, yeah, the coaches are real excited about that. Got a lot going on there.
How do we transition out of that one?
I have no idea.
Some of the questions that were asked. Actually, let's do this, Steve.
Let's do this.
I want to start off with the thing I was most excited about. Out of the entire press conference, I want my highlight talked about first.
Okay, let's do it.
Highlight of the press conference. You do have the sound sheet, Brian Hall. This is my highlight of the entire press conference. And ironically, here's another backhand compliment to keep with your thing.
Okay.
Ironically, the best question was by Patty Ice.
All right.
See how I said the best question?
Yeah.
But I said ironically?
Hey, believe it or not, Pat asked the best question.
And that would be Brian Hall. Can you take us
number
to
one seed,
Mac number six?
You know, as far as the guys that left, I love them. You know, they were huge parts to our program. They may not have had the on-court success that they envisioned for themselves or fans wanted. But everybody's path and everybody's journey is different. And I don't think as they looked into the future that they felt like they were going to play the amount of minutes that, they felt comfortable staying with. And I can't fault them for that. You know, so, you sign up to come to Louisville, it's big boy basketball. And, if you have 13 guys on scholarships, it's sort of hard to find a program in this country that plays 13 guys. And so, theory of natural selection sort of happens. Guys cannibalize themselves. Guys find ways to get on the floor, or they don't. And so as we look forward, we're excited about our roster. We think we have more talent than we did a year ago. And, you know, again, I wish those guys well. I hope they find places that, that make them truly happy in the sport.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get one more pull. Was it good for you?
Steve.
That's an amazing answer.
Tell the world why I love that answer so much. Actually, no, because you it's too easy for you.
Yeah.
Brian, tell the world why I love that answer so much.
Couple things. He said Louisville is big boy basketball. I know you like that comment. I know you like the comment about players come here and they either cannibalize or they don't. They have to earn their playing time, you know, and if they don't step up, then, you know, they got to move on. So it's I like the concept of you know, we're going to bring you in, give you a chance, and then you got to earn your playing time. And if you do, great. And if you don't, then I'll help you find another opportunity and we'll get somebody who can.
I told Patty Ice.
Yeah.
The whole press conference, all I wanted to know is how savage are you?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know every press conference. That's what everybody really wants to know. Like, okay, there's people, there's basketball minds. Listen, you can come to me personally and I can explain what's going on the court and what things we're improving at and what things. They want to know his mentality. They don't go.
You know, you sign up to come to Louisville, it's big boy basketball.
They don't, they're not looking for the X's and O's right now.
Yeah.
How do you feel? I told Patty Isis. How do you feel about these players that are leaving your program?
Yeah.
That's one question. When you use words like natural selection, that means, and this is the nicest way I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
You don't give a, you don't care.
No, because if people don't get the reference, which I'm sure most people do, I mean, is what you're saying there is you're saying, yeah, no, I mean, if you're here and you can't play.
Look, you get weeded. You get yourself cannibalization.
If you'll allow me, you're going to be in a drill. And we're going to go, yeah, you can't play here.
Yeah, you're gonna find out.
Yeah.
You're gonna
get. He does a lot of one-on-one competition.
You're going to get isolated. And it's going to become apparent to you and everybody in here.
Speaking of that, really quick, let me put this in. The other day, Jalen Withers puts on Instagram. There was that video going around of Team USA and KG working everybody full court, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which did you see that?
No,
they were doing full court.
I gotta do better on Instagram.
Well, they were doing full court one-on-one. It was from Team USA, and like KG went down like seven times.
I think I've seen that before. I think.
Yeah, it was an older video, which I almost texted you and was like, man, we forget how good KG was. I mean, he went straight from the high school,
right.
And he was kind of like the first new wave. Right. Well, I know. But,
fair enough.
But it was like, man, he was a monster. But anyway, so he's going, it's full court one-on-one, you know, and then you score, somebody throws it in, you go back one-on-one again. So Jalen Withers posted that. And Jalen Withers was like, said something to the effect of, "Look, let's do it, you know, kind of who wants it, you know what I'm saying?" Do you know the two people who took his story, put it, listen, it's probably gone by now, but put it on their story and commented on it, right?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's gone. They're both gone, but.
Two names.
Jared West reposted Jalen Withers and was and said, yeah, I'll take it. Hey, the other one, Noah Locke, reposted and said, hey, bro, I'll take all that smoke. It's literally what he put. Like, that's coming at you. These are two new guys coming in like,
don't post that.
Like, are you calling us out?
Right, right. Because, like, if I think you're challenging me, I'm coming for it.
Dude, I was reading those two, and I was like, oh, my God. And, like, neither one of them put, like, LOL, ha ha.
no laughing, you know, crying like, emoji.
Like, yeah.
All right. Let's get it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you at?
Yeah, go ahead. As soon as we get there.
Pull up.
Yeah, I know. That was – the vibe was
– pull up.
Hey, as soon as we get there, roll the ball. Well, I mean, you think you can beat us? But I also love that Jalen Withers put it out there to the team.
You like, think he didn't expect an instant reaction from the newcomers?
I don't know if he thought he was going to get that from the new guys. But this is Jalen Withers, who went up with Carly Jones and played you know, Smith's League ball, yep. Played, you know, and did what he did. So – bringing that back to the natural selection.
Yes, that tags into the coach saying, again, that's been my point as far as people who leave your program. They weren't leaving. Like, don't Coach Mack doesn't have to answer to people who didn't feel like or they felt like their room was getting too crowded. Mm-hmm. Like, that's weak thinking.
Yeah,
that's weak saying you're going to lose somebody because you recruited this position again. That's weak-minded thinking. That's why I get, you know, so agitated. Like, I understand y'all like this player. Y'all like, the, you know, Quinn's your favorite player. That person's your favorite player. No. When I go to my coach, I want to know, through natural selection savagery, can you keep on improving this program? Can you let people go and say, I don't blame you?
Yeah.
And it be a mutual, amicable separation. I understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Do you need me to place any calls? Like, is there a certain program you want to go to? I know a head coach or assistant there, you know. Yeah. Let me know, because I will help you.
Yeah.
But if you can't stop so-and-so, or if you can't – coach said, last time I checked, it's no big-time programs that play 13 players.
Yeah.
Got 13 guys on scholarship.
Yeah.
You know? I don't feel sympathy for outgoing transfer. Oh, it's really tough losing him.
Yeah.
No, they left for their vision of more playing time. That will be earned. They were on the bench, like, not getting their opportunities. I mean, you know, every once in a while I'll say, okay, coach, he should have got a bit of a, you know, better shot. But that's outside eyeballs, you know, stuff like that. But again, this goes back to Cool Guy Don's point. Or was it who was it that said these coaches are all kind of thinking the same thing?
Oh yeah.
I think that's
yes.
Yeah, so I need Ross McManus to say, you got to play him, coach. I know he pisses you off on the defensive end, but you know, I think what he can give us excuse me, sorry about that. I think what he gives us on the offensive end can hands down give him more time. And I think his confidence on the defensive end will grow if you give him some more offensive time. And Coach Mack is going to say, yeah, I don't do that. And then McManus is going to go to the player and say, hey, if you give me this level of effort on that defensive end, I'm going to get you some clock.
Yeah.
Communication. Back
absolutely.
And forth. Now, Ross, I can go to the video and say, Coach, look what he's doing on defense. Look what he's giving you. You know, like back and forth.
Absolutely.
But again, it all starts with, are you willing to be a savage? Now, Brian Hall, you play us out, because savagery is going to be the theme of the next hour.
Okay, okay.
And I really look forward to talking about a couple savage things that happened. One on my end.
Okay.
One on local media.
Okay.
Another question we got to ask. Brian Hall, do you remember Rockin' Jock?
Of course.
Who was your biggest surprise athlete for Rockin' Jock? Don't answer that question. Think about it. Everybody think about it. Biggest surprise that you said, damn, he got game.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that next hour as well. Middays with Marcus Maben rolling along on 939 The Ville.